Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Right. Always a great day to talk with Clay Travis. And, Paul, you said you wanted to be here for the start.
I've been chomping at the bit on this one, Clay. You're a marketing genius. I don't doubt your smarts. But you sell yourself. You've got four pillars. One of them's smart. One of them's authentic. You've sacrificed one or the other with your stance on Trump criticizing LeBron. It's stupid. Republican, Democrat, whatever. You say, oh, I'm looking forward to everybody clutching their pearls on the far left going crazy about this tweet. I'm here to tell you I'm a centrist. I think it's an asinine tweet. Here's an athlete doing everything we want. He's fantastic at his game, and he's giving back to the community. He's sending kids to college and giving them free education, and you're politicizing.
That's either not
smart or not authentic. I like to think you're faking it. I hope
No. I don't see how it's politicized at all. I think whether you like Donald Trump or not, I did not.
You said
I did
the
not.
People on far left are the people against this.
Oh, it's certainly true. And
I'm not on the far left, and I'm against it.
It's the last year and a half, LeBron James has been consistently taking shots at Donald Trump. He appeared in a rally in Ohio on the stage with Hillary Clinton. The last year and a half, he's been taking shots at him. And I think whether you like Donald Trump or not, what Donald Trump has shown is he's going to return fire at you, whether you're Elizabeth Warren, who he calls Pocahontas, whether you're crooked Hillary Clinton, whether you're Lion Ted Cruz, whether you're little Marco Rubio. Like, the one thing you can say about Trump has been
Jimmy Fallon.
He has, yeah, Jimmy.
I mean, be a man, Jimmy.
He has
our favorite.
He has gone after every single person that has criticized him, regardless of their race, their gender, their sexual orientation, anything. And if anything, I think he'd actually not been going after LeBron James. Now, what I have said for a long time is I am fascinated by the use of Twitter. Right? Like, how, if you go back in time and you study presidents, FDR decided he was going to use radio, and it made everybody really mad in the media, in the newspapers, because they're like, you're jumping past us and talking directly to the public. And then with television, one of the most fascinating things in political history was everybody who listened on the radio to Nixon debate Kennedy in 1960 thought that Nixon had won, but everybody who watched on television thought that John F. Kennedy, cool, got the great tan, incredibly good looking, not sweating like with the bad, half beard that Nixon had. He used television to his advantage, and I think Trump is right that Twitter is an advantage. I think I could increase Donald. I have no doubt in my own ability. I think if Donald
he called,
Trump,
by the way, to check if you were going to be on the segment, he was going to come on if you.
By the way, I'll give you an update on that. On the Bredesen thing, they reached. I think if they brought me into the White House and they said, "You are Donald Trump's Twitter guru, like you look at everything that he sends," because some of the stuff I think he's done really well. When he comes out and says, "Hey, go vote for this guy or this girl," they tend to win. Like, people are paying attention to his tweets, and it makes a substantial difference.
Work for Roy Moore.
He didn't really want to come out in favor of Roy Moore. That was such a mess over that whole situation. I guess if you sleep with 14-year-olds, you're in trouble. That might be the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Unless you're 14.
Unless you're 14. And incredibly lucky. Because I didn't know very many 14-year-olds going to do that. But
None of us did.
I knew one.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
He was the coolest guy.
We know, Chad.
Probably.
You don't need to tell us it wasn't you.
Spoiler alert. We all worshiped this guy in middle school.
So I think if you look at it, Trump, if he wants to wade in against LeBron James, what he should have said is, he should have taken that final line, I've always been a Mike guy, or whatever, like, I'm a Mike guy. I like Mike. If he had put that and then put a picture up of Jordan with 6 titles and LeBron with 3 and their finals records and everything else, that would have actually been funny, and it would have gotten across the same point. I think the indiscriminate firing, I said on my show this morning, I said there's a great line where, if you only have a hammer, you think everything's a nail, right? Like, and if you only use the hammer, then the art of subtlety is lost. And I think Donald Trump has almost no subtlety. And if he played up a little bit of subtlety, like, I think the only funny thing Trump has done in office, do you remember when that video came out where everybody in the White House was talking about whether it was Yanni or Laurel?
Yeah.
And at the end, he's like, it's Covfefe. you know, like, what do you hear or whatever. That was actually really funny.
That
the comedic timing on it was great.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. But if he just showed a little bit of humor and a little bit of less stridency in everything that he does, he could have done it there with LeBron James. Now, you can say it's not presidential to weigh in. On the presidential scale, going after LeBron James is like the 1 billionth most presidential thing.
Yeah. Well, he goes after Andrea Merkel.
Right. So I think all of this fits.
Angels. Let's not gerrymander.
Right. It fits all of his brand. But what I knew was going to happen was, as soon as I saw that tweet, was everybody's going to be like, oh, Donald Trump is racist. I think you can criticize Donald Trump for all sorts of things. I think he's equal opportunity against basically anybody who doesn't love him.
Well, I'm equal opportunity. I think I'm a kindred spirit to you on this, hating stupidity. And for you to write anything that doesn't suggest that's a stupid tweet, to me, is either inauthentic or stupid.
Well, yeah, but I don't think on either of those things, what I tweeted was the reaction to Donald Trump's tweet was going to be 100% artificial. People were going to say, oh, my God, this is so racist. Oh, my God.
I didn't say it's racist. I said stupid.
But this is so under the president. But I've said a ton of times, all the time, a lot of stuff that Donald Trump tweets is stupid. On the stupidity scale, that was nowhere near the top of the scale.
But I just don't understand how you said that everybody was going to bash this as far left. What you're doing is creating the far left, far right thing.
I don't think he said that.
Doesn't have to. He did. What, the tweet I read said, I can't wait to see all the liberals on the far left clutching their pearls. Going crazy.
But he didn't say they're the only ones that would have a
problem. I said there's going to be a lot of histrionic and fake reaction to this. I think it was intended to be a funny tweet, right? I think Donald Trump, when he tweeted that.
But the key to being funny is to be funny. And if you're not funny, you're a victim of being not funny.
Yeah, but I think, like, do you think that he lost any support from that tweet?
No, but I also don't think that should be the standard.
But, I mean, I agree. I mean, I wish that we had a president who was going to be liked by 60% of the American public. But I don't think we've had one since Bill Clinton. It's been 20 years since somebody was liked by 60% of the American public. I think we live in a 50-50 arena. If you liked Barack Obama, and I voted for him twice, much to the chagrin of a lot of people who are conservative, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted for Gary Johnson. But I think Trump has his appeal. And
you
so,
voted
like,
for Gary Johnson, by the way. Just so you could say you voted for Gary Johnson.
No, I voted for Gary.
Have no effect on anything and be able to play this card that you're playing where
I
you
voted
could be
for
with
Gary,
Trump
Gary Johnson
being with Trump.
Because I didn't like Hillary Clinton.
Because
equally as much as I didn't like Donald Trump. I thought, it's not a coincidence, I think, that we managed to nominate the two most hated people who've ever run to political office. And that's not a joke. In the history of America.
Right. No, you're right.
The
you're
most hated
on.
Democrat to ever run for office, Hillary Clinton. In the history of America, the most hated Republican to ever run, Donald Trump. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they ended up running against each other, because this is my theory in general. We've moved from an era where most of the time you were trying to convince people, you wanted them to like your guy or your girl, whoever your nominee was. You're like, I want to pick this person because I think people are going to like them. We've moved now into an era where you pick somebody because you know the other side is going to hate them. And it's about antagonizing and angering your rival more than it's about building anything up. And I don't know whether social media is the cause of that or what it is, but in general, I just think that's where we are as a country.
Unsurprisingly, you did well with that, but I still think on that day you hit pause on authentic smart.
You can pull the tweets. I think I've been pretty consistent. Now, obviously, to me, if I'm getting
everybody in America should have a problem with that tweet. It's stupid. It's just stupid.
Well,
and you hate stupid.
I did not
hate it.
I did not say I agreed with it. What I dislike
you
didn't
more. Say you disagreed with
no,
it.
No. What I dislike more than Trump is the people who grab their pearls and faint and react over what Trump does. That to me is
I'm
more,
all for people calling stupid people stupid. I thought
I
you
think
were too.
Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. I think he's trying to do it. Now, you can say he's not a very good president. You can say he's not done well on Twitter. But I mean, I said today on my show, if you had me write his tweets, I could make him 6 points more popular in his overall and be doing the same thing.
Well, I don't think you're alone in that. I think anybody with a good social media conscience
I appreciate
could do
you
that.
Joining the show because you have successfully kept Paul over here longer than he's ever stayed on our show before while practice is going on. He can't go down here and talk with Terry McCormick because he's talking with you.
There's no telling what he's missed. Mariota could have been incredible for the last 15 minutes, and he's just missed him after he just backed.
Can you join us every day over here just so we get Paul's attention for
the Paul will be on the show?
And by the way, a low-ranking guy to monitor.
I guarantee you, when I check Twitter, people are going to be like, I told you Clay Travis was going to come on and talk about politics. I just got asked about it.
I did it.
That's true.
I did it. I don't think it's about politics. Again, I think it's about stupid.
When
that
we
conversation
come back,
wasn't about politics. It was about somebody being stupid.
It's always about politics.
Clay Travis with us as we broadcast live from Titans training camp. Why are you out here?
My kids.
Oh.
My kids are huge Titans fans, so I've got a 10, a 7, and a 3-year-old who I wanted to bring out. They haven't started school quite yet. We're in Williamson County, and Williamson County starts on Friday. I knew that Davidson County, I think if I'm not mistaken, started today, and Sumner County started Monday. So I'm like, I bet there's not going to be very many people out, and there's not very many people here, so they'd be able to see a little bit better, and I wanted to get them in before the season started.
Second question, do beers no longer get it done?
I was on vacation in Michigan, and my two youngest kids, my 3-year-old and my 7-year-old, have never seen me without a beard. So, I remember being a kid, and when my dad would go on vacation,
I'd be
like... My dad
shaved his mustache for me one time.
I was
it scared
like,
me.
When I noticed? I was like, well, Dad, could you grow a beard? My dad could not grow a beard. Like, he didn't have enough facial hair to grow a beard, but I was always like, hey, Dad, could you ever grow a beard? And so it reminded me of being a little kid. They were like, Dad, shave your beard. Dad, shave your beard. So I decided, you know, like while we were on vacation that I would shave my beard. So it's slowly growing back in. I haven't had this thing off.
I'll be honest,
in
you walked
years.
In and
you didn't recognize me.
No, I did. I didn't even notice that your beard was gone.
Oh yeah, a lot of people have said that they didn't even notice.
Chad noticed. He's like, he shaved his beard. And yeah, I'm like, he did.
It was as upsetting to me as it was to Clay's children. When I saw it.
What's funny is some people don't even notice it. It's like my face looks the same relatively to them otherwise. But for a lot of people, it's like earth shattering. Reminds me of when I was a kid and like they changed Bo and Luke Duke. Remember that? Like on Dukes of Hazzard, and you were like, what? They think they could just change Bo and Luke Duke, or when they took Aunt Viv off Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
When the Beckys changed,
and we had
Roseanne.
A new Aunt Viv, and you're like, you can't just roll in with a new Aunt Viv. Or
Roseanne changed Beckys.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
They changed Beckys. And then they had both of them on in the new version,
yeah,
right?
Which
is really funny. All that, yeah.
All right, so, Clay, there's a theory going on out there that Brett McMurphy, because he's not protected by ESPN or Stadium at this moment, and... By not having their protection, he's opened himself up to a lawsuit. Even if Urban Meyer didn't think he could win, he could carry this out for years. Is there anything to that?
Well, you can always sue, right? I mean, as a lawyer, and I put my lawyer hat on, you can always get sued. I have been told for 20 years, oh, you're going to get sued for what you wrote there, for what you said. I have never been sued, and that's because when you are a public figure, the standard to win a lawsuit or even really make a legitimate lawsuit last is relatively difficult to meet. And the other thing I think there are a lot of people, myself included, I think I could put together an incredible defense team to defend Brett McMurphy for free against Urban Meyer. And what people don't realize is when you're famous and you decide to sue somebody, what you're basically saying is I'm perfectly fine going under oath and being quizzed about every single detail of every single issue that I'm suing about. So if you are Urban Meyer, who just got caught and busted in a lie, it's one thing to lie to the media. It's another thing to lie to people in public. If you get caught lying under oath, you go to jail. Like, it's not as if you can just say, oh, my bad, I didn't mean it, like he's basically trying to do for what he said at
Health
Big Ten
problems,
Media Days.
I'll go home.
Yeah. So there, I believe, is a 0% chance that he would ever file a lawsuit and or keep a lawsuit going, or that anybody with a scintilla of legal intelligence would suggest that he should file a lawsuit.
Clay, I'm fascinated with ESPN's coverage of this Urban Meyer story and sort of the inconsistencies with it. And one example I just saw earlier today, Kirk Herbstreit, he retweeted a picture of the rally from yesterday, which you had a lot of fun with.
Oh, my God.
The most pathetic 100 to 200 people who showed.
General rule for everybody out there. If you are a grown man and you buy a poster board and markers to write any message, you need to reconsider every decision you've made up to that point. If you walk into CVS or Walgreens and you're like, hey, can you tell me where the poster board is? And you're doing that for any reason other than to help somebody get their science project, who's your kid, done the night before, you've made a bad decision. So, look, that's a huge loser contingent of people who decided to show up and make the argument.
It's not even that huge of a contingent. They're certainly losers, but it was, what, 200 people tops?
Yeah, but, I mean, what's funny to me is you will pay, and I don't mean you individually, I mean, like, society at large, we, I should say, will pay a lot of attention to what people tweet. And I always say, like, I'm interested in what people say to me face-to-face, right? Like, if people are like, oh, Clay Travis, I hate him. If I walk through these bleachers right now, there are people lined up while I'm talking now who want to get pictures taken for right now. Even they can recognize me without the beard, right?
A receiving line.
A receiving line, right? So that's what I care about, what people say face-to-face. What somebody anonymously says on Twitter, I don't care about, but I think we have drastically overrated what people say anonymously on Twitter. Because when you look at it, like, everybody's making fun of those people who showed up for that rally, right? There are only 200 of them. There are tens of thousands of Ohio State fans who have made similar arguments on social media to those 200. I actually, now that I think about it more, give more credit to the guys who are at least willing to give up their time, stand in the sun, make their position known, put their face in connection with their opinion, than I do a bunch of people who are anonymous on Twitter. Like, you, like when you announced last week that I was coming on, I've never seen so many pussy willows in my whole life. Like, oh my God, I'm going to change the channel.
You said that we need to purge some of our listeners out there.
I think you need to
followers.
Just have a pussy willow cannon and start wiping out some of these people because they're total losers. And, I mean, I'm straightforward about it. Like, you, if you are so triggered by the idea that somebody's going to come on and talk that you are upset by because you've read their tweets or whatever, then you are a complete and total loser, and you should be ridiculed at such, especially if you're a grown-ass man who's sitting around saying, I'm going to change the station. You know, like, if your response to anything in your life is, I'm going to change the station. I'm sorry.
That impression.
I'm going to change the station.
Sounds like Paul.
I don't think.
It does.
I don't
when he
think
gets worked up.
That your testicles have ever descended in your life. I think they're still lodged in your abdomen. So I think in general, like, if you don't like what somebody says, suck it up and deal with it. This is not the United States of I agree. Like, I could come on and be like, if I came on and wanted to have 100% approval right now, you know what I would say? I hate cancer. I was thinking the other day, cancer's so bad. I wish that cancer didn't exist. The other thing I don't like racism. And I also like I also dislike grandmas dying. Like, I could come on, everybody be like, damn, you know that guy, Clay Travis? He hates cancer, grandmas dying, and racism. He's the best guy on the planet. Those aren't interesting opinions. Nobody's going to listen to me come on every day for 3 hours like I do on my national show and tell you, you know what? I wish we could cure cancer. I wish Alzheimer's disease didn't exist anymore. I wish Urban Meyer would get decapitated. Now, you know, all those things are things that 100% of people would agree with. But in all seriousness, like, I, at this point, don't even hardly have enough time to check my mentions. But when you announce that...
Oh, that is not true.
No, no.
You respond to so many people. I will tweet something to you, and you get back to me within 5 minutes. You are always on your phone.
Here's an update for you.
Hold on. For you...
You have tons and tons of mentions, no doubt.
But no. For
you... Can you set an alert for me, Clay? Please tell me that's true.
No. For you, I go into my who I follow stuff, and I'll see if you tag me. Like, I read the people that I follow all day long, but when you announced that the other day, I was in the car, and Laura was actually driving, and we're on our way in Michigan. So I was just sitting in my seat for 4 hours with literally one of the few times where I can literally do nothing other than, like, just sit and send email and be on my phone. And so I was entertained, and so I had a lot of fun with it. But it is interesting to me. I do think that, in general... You should have a purge of Midday 180 followers and just basically ask yourself this question. Would a man with descended testicles send this tweet, assuming it's a man? If the answer if the answer is no, that person should be blocked and not allowed to comment anymore. I think that's a good standard.
We'll give it some thought. We'll review that stance, and we may just do that.
It's a simple stance. You don't have, I mean, you're a woman. I don't know what the equivalent of a woman is. And by the way, I don't see very many women who tweeted. Say ridiculous things on Twitter.
No.
Like, in the percentage of people who send me ridiculous things,
it's all guys.
It's like 99.9% male. Or men pretending to be women, which is probably the 0.1% of women.
Clay, Dan Wolkin went on a college kids podcast this weekend and hung up three questions in because they were asking questions about Tennessee and if he understood why Tennessee fans don't like him. What is the possible defense for Dan Wolkin at this point?
I'm trying to think if I've ever I've been hung up on. I don't think that I've ever hung up on.
You would never hang up on someone.
I don't think so. I mean, look, I would be much less like, I don't have time to do all the media requests that I get now. Like, back in the day when I first started doing The Zone, if Bismarck, you know, North Dakota called me, if New Zealand called me, and they were like, hey, can you do 15 minutes? I'd be like, yes. I don't have time to do it, so I totally understand not doing shows. But I think once you make the decision to go on and do a show, absent, like, somebody, I don't even know what would have to happen.
Well, he had
I just
no
have never,
answer. That's why he hung up.
Yeah, right.
It's the point where he can't say anything without finally admitting that, I'd probably change the way I worded the text if I knew it was going to be public.
Just so stupid. If he just said, you know what?
That's all he's got to
say. I didn't do my best job covering the Shiano story. If he were Dan Wolkin saying that, I think a lot of people would say, okay. It's when you go to the mat fighting over something that is clearly not a defensible position that a lot of people just decide, you know what, I'm done with this. So I think that's an intriguing kind of position in general. By the way, I said I would update the Bredesen thing. The Bredesen people, their head of communications reached out to me.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, hey, I just want you to know that we weren't afraid of coming on the radio show with you. We just wanted to know if you were going to be on. And I said, okay, sure, I believe you. So you have an open invite to come on my national radio show whenever you want. Just let me know. Why don't you tweet out that you'd love to come on the show? Radio silence since. The Phil Bredesen campaign, pussy willow-like, is afraid of me. And my question for you in general would be, can you elect someone to the United States Senate, Republican or Democrat, if they are
afraid
of
go on your show,
if they are afraid of Clay Travis? My answer is, if you're afraid of me, do you think you're going to stand up to Donald Trump? This guy and his campaign are behaving like pussy willows. And I'm not saying, look, I voted for Phil Bredesen for governor. I think he did a good job as mayor of Nashville. But give me a break that this guy is running scared, trying to avoid me like I'm Mike Tyson in 1988.
It's a great response by you. Joe on Twitter says, I turned on the radio and was thinking, this guy sounds an awful lot like Clay Travis, but not quite. Apparently, I can hear the lack of beard. Yeah.
The beard is gone.
Gone down a little bit.
I am worried a little bit that I'm going to be like Samson. And when Samson cut his hair right, everything fell apart. I got a lot of things in the works here between the book and TV and everything else. And I'm a bit concerned that this could be an issue for me going forward, the lack of beard. So I got to grow it back soon.
How many of these sunglasses do you own? The free sunglasses.
I lose sunglasses so rapidly. My wife, we were on vacation. She went and bought a $250 pair of sunglasses. It's like her fifth different $250 pair of sunglasses. I have to pay nothing for all my sunglasses to balance out all that she spends on sunglasses, and because I lose all of my sunglasses. I got two options. I can wear one of those croaky things and look like a loser, or I can just keep losing free sunglasses from Sandestin instead.
Herschel on Twitter says,
you wear them well.
If Clay Travis wanted to come on air and get 100% approval rating, all he'd have to do is say that he voted for Gary Johnson.
I did.
That's a pretty good response.
I did vote for Gary Johnson. All you idiots out there who voted for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, joke's on you.
There you go. Now the approval rating's back to where it should be.
Yeah. Let me say, really hate breast cancer. Much like the NFL, I love boobs and hate breast cancer more than anything. I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you for finally saying it.
I had to come out. It's controversial. Like Stephen A. Smith the other day said, I'm going to say it. Did you hear Stephen A. Smith? He's like, Tua Tagovailoa should be starting instead of Jalen Hurts. I just got to say it. And I'm like, that's literally the most common opinion. You could not
have Jalen Hurts says that.
It would be like me saying, I just got to say it. LeBron James is really good at basketball. I just got to say it. I don't care who hears it. It's like literally the least controversial college football opinion on the planet. That's when you're trying to have too many opinions, when you don't even know what opinions you have are actually controversial. Sure, Stephen A. Smith also hates breast cancer, by the way.
Clay, thank you. Go find your kids.
They're upstairs watching the game. So I'm going to go out there. Paul Karski's got me nervous now about this Marcus Mariota performance now. I've been looking forward to the season starting, and Karski just said he's been awful. He's been atrocious. The offense looks disgraceful. I don't even know if I can enjoy the rest of practice.
Well,
thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, man. Good to see you.